The decision to homeschool. On the first day of school, Ainsley packed her son Wyatt onto the school bus and watched as it went down the street. Then she did what any mother might do, she jumped in her car and followed it. She trailed the bus to school, keeping an eye on Wyatt's bobbing head through the window. She saw him walk into the building and out of sight. Sitting alone in the car, she began to cry for the end of her son's swift childhood. At this time, she believed that school was just a normal part of growing up. Children have to go to school, it's a given. So she accepted it, even though it meant that the distance between her and Wyatt was growing. She was willing to endure anything for her son's sake, but she saw that Wyatt was changing. He started caring about what his friends thought, and he played less and lost his curiosity. She felt as though the light in his eyes had been snuffed out. She missed her little friend. It was another homeschooling mother who first introduced her to the idea of homeschooling. At first, she didn't take it seriously, she didn't want her child to turn out weird or risk his future. But as she faced the possibility of losing the child she knew and loved, the idea of homeschooling seemed like a glimmer of hope. One afternoon, over coffee, her friend explained the basics of homeschooling. She learned about different methods like the Charlotte Mason and Montessori approaches, and she was shocked by how many educational theories there were. Within weeks, she chose a home curriculum she liked and, with great fear, withdrew Wyatt from first grade. Her decision to homeschool Wyatt was driven by her desire to give him back his childhood. Together, they took a bold step that improved their lives. Beyond the stereotypes. When you hear homeschool family, you might picture ultra-conservative religious groups that isolate their children from modern society or perhaps communal living with large families in a VW camper van. But today's average homeschooling family is quite ordinary. They aren't trying to escape from society or push a specific ideology. Instead, they focus on teaching standard school subjects and preparing their kids for college. Homeschooling isn't a fringe idea anymore, it's growing fast. In a 2016 report, the U.S. Department of Education found that 1.69 million students were homeschooled, making up 3.3% of all school-age children. The BBC also reported a 40% rise in homeschooling in the UK over the last 3 years. More parents are questioning whether traditional schools are the best option for their children. Traditional schools have been the default choice for education, much like how the story of the Christmas ham shows that we often follow old traditions without questioning them. Let's take a closer look at why traditional schooling might only sometimes be the best option. How our school system fails to understand children. Our school system doesn't treat kids like kids. We know that children are naturally active and curious, but schools force them to sit still in chairs as if preparing them for a desk job. They make kids do paperwork, follow strict schedules, and listen to long lectures. Sound familiar? We treat children like adults, and it's causing them stress. In a study by the American Psychological Association, children reported feeling more stress on average across the school year than adults. Research also shows that kids don't learn as well under stress, making this approach seem unreasonable. One major source of stress for children is the heavy focus on testing and grading. Schools now prioritize training kids to pass exams and get good grades over helping them truly understand the material. This focus on tests harms real learning because it limits what we think of as intelligence. While exams are good for testing how much someone can remember quickly, they don't measure other types of intelligence, like emotional or creative skills. When we grade children by the same narrow standards, we label those who learn differently or excel in other areas as inferior or deficient. This system ignores each child's unique needs and values the curriculum more than the individual student. In the end, our education system is like an assembly line, giving every child the same lessons and expecting everyone to progress at the same rate, ignoring their individuality and creating standardized results. The benefits of homeschooling. Homeschooling might seem unconventional, but unconventional can be great. This isn't to discredit the amazing educators in traditional schools, but no teacher can give as much individual attention to a child as a parent can. No matter the teacher-student ratio at school, one-on-one attention is unbeatable. Schools use a standardized curriculum not because it's the best for every child but because there are too many students to provide personalized education for each one. Homeschoolers, however, have the advantage of tailoring education to a child's unique needs and interests. Homeschools can truly focus on the child. Parents have the freedom to choose what and how to teach their children based on their interests and abilities. If a child develops a passion or talent, parents can prioritize that. This model isn't about forcing children to learn what parents think is important, but allowing the child's interests to guide their learning. If your daughter is interested in piano, let her play. If she likes taking photos of birds, take her to parks and reserves. If your son enjoys making stop-motion animations with clay, get him more clay and give him time to create. Some might argue that this approach leaves gaps in education, but this misunderstands the purpose of true education. Traditional schools excel at teaching many facts but often fail to instill a love for learning. Homeschooling assumes that children thrive when motivated to explore and learn for the joy of it. It supports the idea that soft skills like initiative, creativity, and inventiveness develop naturally when children pursue their passions. True learning is more like cultivating a garden than filling a filing cabinet. The flexibility and benefits of homeschooling. Homeschooling is a bit of a misnomer because it doesn't mean education is confined to the home or follows a traditional school model. Trying to replicate a school classroom at home can be limiting. Homeschooling works best when it goes beyond the classroom's restrictions. Homeschooling isn't limited to the four walls of a home or a strict schedule. This freedom allows families to spend more time in nature, participate in community activities, or even travel full-time. The outside world offers many opportunities for learning in a natural, spontaneous way. For example, planting a tree can teach children about the different parts of a plant and their functions. Another common misconception is that parents need to be qualified teachers to homeschool. However, parents play many roles in their children's lives. They are friends, guides, and companions. Parents don't need to know everything because they can learn alongside their children, teaching them how to learn in the process. Unlike school educators, parents grow up with their children and know them better than anyone else. They understand what their children love and what motivates them. Homeschool parents should aim to be like Anne Sullivan was to Helen Keller. Helen, who was deaf and blind, learned from Anne, who taught her to read Braille and do multiplication. Anne stayed with Helen for 13 years, even accompanying her to Radcliffe College and translating lectures for her. By the time Helen graduated, Anne had gained an education herself. Anne was more than a teacher, she was a friend and a learning companion. Homeschooling is not just about education, it's about living and learning together. The benefits of homeschooling for families. Finding time for families to spend together is becoming increasingly difficult. With children at school and both parents often working, busy schedules are cutting into everyone's free time. One study estimated that the average U.S. family spends only 36 minutes together each day. For some, homeschooling offers a chance to bring families closer. It reflects a time when parents were the main teachers and families were more connected. Although it's hard to imagine life before compulsory schooling, this is a relatively new concept. The first U.S. state started requiring public education for all children only in the late 19th century. Education is a part of parenting that we now typically outsource, like building houses or growing food. Just as some people choose to build their own homes or grow their food for personal rewards and higher quality, homeschooling can seem less strange. Homeschooling allows parents to fully understand their role by spending more time with their children and being their primary educators. You might wonder, the school system saved parents a lot of time and work, why would we want that responsibility back? Think of homeschooling not as extra work, but as a lifestyle change that strengthens family bonds. Homeschooling often brings out the best in parents. Having young learners at home keeps everyone youthful. Parents become creative and curious as they learn with their children. Studies show that homeschool parents spend more time outside and in community activities than parents of traditionally schooled children. Homeschooling is a lifestyle centered on the family. When done right, the time spent teaching is time enjoyed with your family, making it a cherished experience. Reconnection of children with nature. One key principle of the wild plus free community is the school of nature, which aims to help children reconnect with the natural world. In today's society, we are increasingly losing touch with nature, and our children are also affected. We've replaced natural environments with artificial ones, natural grass with synthetic turf, nature parks with theme parks, and outdoor play with video games. This shift became evident in 2009 when Oxford University Press removed nature-related words like magpie, acorn, and blackberry from the Oxford Junior Dictionary, replacing them with technology terms such as blog, voicemail, and broadband. By turning away from nature, we've deprived our children of crucial developmental experiences. Natural environments are vital for developing emotional and moral values in children. Interacting with nature and observing human impacts on the environment teach them empathy and responsibility. For instance, when Ainsley found a dead baby bird in her yard, she let her daughters discover it themselves. Though it was painful, it allowed them to experience empathy and reflect on life's mysteries. Nature also benefits children's mental and physical health. Keeping children in artificial environments can lead to behavioral and neurological issues. Studies show that spending time in nature improves conditions like depression, autism, ADHD, and other neurological challenges. Nature brings peace, calms the mind, and enhances focus. Encouraging children to stay connected with nature is essential for their well-being. Sometimes they need motivation to go outside, so making it fun can help. Creating a nature journal, where children can document their discoveries, draw pictures, and add items like dried flowers, can make exploring nature enjoyable. Storytelling in education. Storytelling is often overlooked in traditional schools, viewed as less important than harder subjects like math and science. It's generally taught as something done for fun. However, this mindset separates storytelling from other learning areas. In reality, storytelling is a powerful tool that can enhance the learning of any subject. This is why the second principle of the Wild Plus Free philosophy is to use the power of story. Stories can understandably introduce complex ideas. For example, many children's books teach mathematical concepts like addition and subtraction, units of measurement, and shapes and symmetry. Research shows that children remember information better when it's presented in a story. Stories make information meaningful by giving it context. They also engage children emotionally and imaginatively in ways that simple facts and figures cannot. For instance, if you want a child to care about the environment, having them read The Lorax by Dr. Seuss would be more effective than just showing them carbon emission statistics. Homeschooling has the advantage of allowing parents to use living books rather than textbooks. Living books are great works of literature that have had a lasting impact on society. Textbooks, on the other hand, are guidebooks that summarize ideas from these works. Living books engage people on a deep intellectual and emotional level, while textbooks are designed for efficiently memorizing information. Promotion of love for reading and education. Textbooks suit the exam-focused education model where memorization is key. Although they cover many topics, they miss the joy of reading. One goal of education should be to inspire a love for reading. Research shows that children who enjoy reading recreationally perform better academically. Reading not only improves literacy skills but also exposes children to a variety of concepts and themes for reflection. For children who aren't naturally drawn to books, audiobooks are a great alternative. Encouraging a love for books can also involve taking children to book-related events, visiting bookshops and fairs, joining reading clubs, or attending theater dramatizations of their favorite stories. Play for better learning. The school system often sees play as something tolerated as long as kids finish their work. They even schedule playtime, teaching kids that learning only happens when it's not fun. Somehow, we think real education must be tough, boring, and painful. For years, parents have used hydrogen peroxide to clean wounds, even though it stings. There are painless alternatives, but people stick with it because the pain convinces them it works. We use the same flawed logic in education. If kids don't enjoy it, we think it must be worthwhile. When they resist, we blame their aversion to hard work. But kids aren't lazy, they just dislike meaningless tasks, much like adults. They're willing to work hard if it's purposeful and enjoyable. Purposeful play motivates them and helps improve various skills. For instance, Ainsley's son, Cody, once decided to build a life-size bear suit from cardboard. Though he paused academic studies, he learned initiative, persistence, problem-solving, and creativity. Research shows that play-based preschools excel in literacy, math, and emotional and social skills compared to traditional early learning schools. A childhood full of play leads to happier kids and better academic success. Let's let kids be kids and accept play in education. Respect children's curiosity. Adults often don't respect children enough. We tend to view them as ignorant and their interests as unimportant, acting as if we have nothing to learn from them and they have everything to learn from us. However, in many ways, children are more diligent and scientific than adults. They naturally inspect, question, and experiment more than we do, so we have much to learn from them. Because children are such natural scientists and inventors, it's important to provide them with plenty of resources to play and explore. This is the core idea behind the final two principles of the Wild Plus Free philosophy, the curriculum of curiosity and the magic of wonder. These principles emphasize that curiosity and wonder should be central to education. One way for homeschool parents to encourage this is by using Simon Nicholson's theory of loose parts. Nicholson's theory suggests that the best way to boost a child's creativity is to offer a variety of loose parts in their environment. These can be anything from musical instruments and craft supplies to natural objects and secondhand finds. The more loose parts there are, the more opportunities children have to make new connections and discoveries. Ainsley found that her children were drawn to different items and activities. Her eldest daughter taught herself to draw unicorns, her eldest son started making films with a video camera, and her youngest son began experimenting with an old sewing machine. You can't predict where a child's curiosity will lead them. Curiosity and wonder aren't skills that can be taught, they are natural abilities in every child. Our role as parents and educators is to create the best environment for these abilities to grow. Key points 1. Homeschooling can restore childhood joy and curiosity lost in traditional schools. 2. Modern homeschooling families are diverse and focus on standard subjects, not escaping society. 3. Traditional schools often create stress and ignore individual learning styles through standardized testing. 4. Homeschooling allows for personalized education based on a child's unique interests and needs. 5. Homeschooling offers flexibility for outdoor learning and family bonding beyond the classroom. 6. Nature-based learning and storytelling are powerful tools for deeper understanding and curiosity. 7. Encouraging play and respecting children's curiosity can lead to better learning and personal growth.